on the phone.
Executive Director of Earth Day Coalition, Scott Sanders, joins us. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, everybody.
So, Scott, how many people attend? Do you expect to attend this year?
Well, you know, last year we had about 15,000. We're expecting with the incredibly warm weather on Sunday, it's going to be like the first day of warm spring. So I bet it's going to be a big crowd.
So you're going to have, you know, maybe 20,000 people there. And this event is going to be a zero waste, meaning there's going to be no non-recyclable garbage?
That's right. That's right. You know, the focal point on this year's event, despite the fact that we have all these different exhibit areas and all aspects of sustainable living, will be zero waste. And the idea is to give people take-home tips at home, at work, in the community on how they can go zero and really reduce our impact on the environment. At EarthFest, we're going to be showing that firsthand by trying to create as little waste as possible. Our goal is actually to reduce our landfill impact by 90%. So we're going to be composting all the great food from the local food trucks, all the utensils, all the cups, everything that we have at the event that exhibitors or vendors bring is compostable or recyclable. We're asking that people even bring their own mugs and use those for the beverages.
We also should let people know that after our interview here, we'll have a family four-pack.
Yes, we're going to give away four tickets after the interview. So
we have that to look forward to as well. But also, Scott, we got a lot of things going on. Usually there's entertainment going on there. Is this renewable entertainment, recyclable entertainment?
It's also recyclable entertainment. That's right. Well, you know, EarthFest, at its very beginnings, has always been a family fun, family-friendly event. And there's all kinds of great things to do for everybody. We have a whole area with urban farm animals and baby goats and alpacas, and we have the types of things you can do in the city with goats and bees and chickens and bunnies. We've got Jungle Bob and his animal friends and Valley Exotic Petting Zoo and Lake Erie Nature and Science Center with their great animal outreach exhibits. We've got Pony Rides, the NASA Village, and also the food trucks. One of the great things at EarthFest is you get to see all these 12 or dozen or so food trucks that highlight some of the best of our local and sustainable food economy.
I think also this year, Scott, did I hear that you're going to have microbreweries?
We are. We're having some great beer from Great Lakes Brewing Company, highlighting one of our really awesome local companies that does all kinds of things with sustainability and has since they started. And they're going to be bringing their good beers down to share at the event. We've got wine. We've got chef demos all day long. There's some really great local restaurants that are part of that local food economy.
Didn't you have some rides, like large-scale rides, not pony rides, but amusement park rides?
Yeah, it's more part of that fun stuff, you know, because all these great exhibitors we have, but we have a ride amusement park set up. We'll have a Ferris wheel and fun rides for the kids. The last year we had this idea, wouldn't it be great to power that on a renewable energy source? So we worked with McGinnis Amusements to power all these rides on biodiesel. And the neat thing about biodiesel is it's local, it improves our air quality, and it's a really great alternative fuel that reduces our consumption of petroleum and gasoline.
EarthFest has been going on quite a number of years, and I'm sure there was technology in the early days of EarthFest where you thought someday Mr. and Mrs. Joe Public will be utilizing these things, and some of that has come to fruition out there in pretty much the consumer world. Anything interesting as far as technology that you're bringing this year that makes people look forward to the future?
Absolutely. I mean, this is our 25th anniversary. We're celebrating that, so it's a big party in many ways for the environment. But back 25 years ago, one of the pieces of technology we did have was computers. Our very first year, I can remember, that was just getting started. And So, but this year at EarthFest, we're going to be highlighting all sorts of technology. We have 10 different exhibit areas focusing on zero waste, advanced and renewable energy, local and sustainable food, environmental science, green home and gardening, community works with nonprofits and government agencies and universities, and clean transportation, health and fitness, and then walking tours of Baldwin Wallace. Each of those areas really highlight the latest advancements in technology. For example, in the clean transportation area, there's all sorts of new high-tech vehicles that run on very little fuel and electric cars. And we have some, NASA's going to be down there with some fuel cell technology in their NASA village. And it's just great to see all these things because so much of it is coming from our local manufacturers in our local region. Cleveland, greater Cleveland area, has always been a leader in manufacturing and technology, and that's going to be on showcase at EarthFest.
You know, one of the things that I always liked about EarthFest is the clean transportation area, because you really get to walk right up to these cars and see, you know, there's a lot of different technology now. I think, you know, used to be, what was the first car that was alternative fuel? Was it, it wasn't electric, but what was the first car you had on display?
Well, you know, I'm thinking back in terms of our vehicles back to 1990, and one of the early ones was, electric, obviously, and natural gas and propane vehicles. Again, the idea is to shift us away from our consumption of gasoline and diesel. And there's so many ways to do this. The car really was never originally invented, the internal combustion engine, to run on gasoline. It was actually invented to run on peanut oil, the diesel engine. So alternative fuels go way back to the very beginning. But we're going to have all these types of vehicles on display. There's no one perfect solution for fuels. There's going to be a lot of different fuels in our future, and the idea is also to conserve energy. So you'll see some real highly efficient cars out there, like the hybrid vehicles. We'll have a big, huge snowplow that works out at Hopkins Airport that saves all kind of gasoline by being super efficient, and it can plow a runway in a very short period of time.
Is that's not going to be there, is it? Or that?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait a minute! Now you're telling me you got big trucks there. Oh, you could. I should have led with that.
For anybody who likes trucks, and we have some staff with our clean transportation program who loves trucks. We're going to have some big trucks on display. Again, it just highlights not only the personal cars that we drive around in every day, but also ones that we work with, because those make a big impact on the environment, and if we can make those more efficient, it really has a great result in our air quality.
Are the nuns going to be there again?
What? The nuns will be there. The Congregation of St. Joseph, that is absolutely, they were early adopters way back by putting in a natural gas fueling station and buying some Honda Civic natural gas cars.
Now, what is NASA bringing out to the EarthFest?
You know, NASA will be, again, displaying some later technologies. I think the fuel cell will be on display. They'll also be having some tips on aviation, how you can reduce our use of gasoline by using different types of fuels. And they have a whole host of technologies in different divisions that will have some representation at EarthFest.
So you've got just a zillion things going on. It's really going to be like a fair out there at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. Where can people get more information?
Well, they can go to our website at www.earthdaycoalition.org. You can also call, probably it's best to go on the website, but you can also call our office at 216-281-6468. You know, we'll be having music on four different stages throughout the fairgrounds, highlighting the best of our local bands, and we're going to have a solar stage provided by Dovetail Solar. So it's going to be really a lot of different things woven throughout the festival.
I hope polar vortex does not show up. At least that's one of the things that Mother Nature. Maybe that's the name of a band.
We're done with
that. Come on, we got to get a band name.
No, nobody wants anything to do with polar vortex right now. Sunday is going to be the money day. Everybody's going to want to be outside on Sunday.
Everybody's singing that Frozen song, so there's still some residual from wintertime. But Earth Day is coming upon us, and the special on Sunday, again, it is the celebrating the year of zero waste, EarthFest 2014. Our guest today has been Scott Sanders, Executive Director of the Earth Day Coalition. Scott, thanks for sharing the time with us this morning, and see you out there on Sunday.
Thanks for coming out on the first day of spring. I think everybody's been talking about this warm day, and here it's coming up on Sunday.
Here it is. You're going to do your best out there on Sunday with the EarthFest. Again,